Hey, babe, it's Paige. I'm so grateful you're here. This podcast audience of awesome women is growing with every episode, and I'm dying to connect with you personally. So if you'd like to chat, text the word pivot to my new number, 213-325-4600. There you can enter your contact info and you'll immediately find helpful links for some one-on-one support in either getting organized or making your next pivot with confidence. Again, you can text the word pivot, P-I-V-O-T, to 213-325-4600. And that number will also be linked in all the show notes. Then we can start a conversation about how I can support you these days. I can't wait to talk to you soon and join forces because we are better together. Enjoy today's episode. Hey, I'm Paige Killian, founder and CEO of Everything with Style. I've built a business helping busy moms of littles get organized in three simple steps. Like many of my clients, I love being a mom, and I also desire more. If you've ever felt that stirring in your heart, that whisper or really loud voice that keeps you up at night, then you are in the right place because this is not a solo mission. Whether you're a little curious or totally ready to be a mom boss and use your God-given gifts to serve others, step into your calling, turn your passions into purpose, and still make it to the carpool line on time, then girlfriend, it's time to pivot. I've got you. Now let's get started. What is up, my friend? How are you doing today? I so appreciate you being here. Whatever time of day you're listening, I'm actually recording this before I go pick up the kids at carpool. I've had a super productive day. And a lot of times I try to do my podcast episodes earlier in the day, but today I had an awesome consultation with a client who I'm getting ready to work with. I also have done some other consultations recently with other clients, and I'm having a really good time actually juggling the different types of clients I have right now. So I've got some virtual ones and we are working on getting organized, but also working on different areas in their life that they're wanting to set and accomplish their goals. And we're just figuring out what that looks like right now. We're in the very beginning where we're talking about their three E's and them deciding what makes the most sense in this season of their life. And then I also have other clients where I still get to go in their homes and organize for them, which is really fun. So you may have listened a few weeks back. I did an episode where I talked about going and talking to a few mom groups back to back to back. I had three of them in 2 days. That was a lot of fun. And I met some incredible women who are doing really important big things in the world. And they are also raising families. Some of them have new kids on the way. I have another friend who we are on baby watch any day now. She is going to have a baby, and 100% when this episode airs, she will have her baby. And it got me thinking, okay? It got me thinking about what I wanted to jump on and talk about today. I was thinking a lot about those early days of having really little littles. Now I have a 13-year-old now who is quite independent and 9-year-old who's also pretty independent, and they both help out around the house. There are certain things that I still do because I'd like to do them a certain way, or I'd like to get them done a little faster. And so I do a lot of that stuff while they're at school, but I'm now in this fun phase of life where, okay, I know my mom's listening. Mom, you remember this? You remember the transition time when you go from the really little littles where you have to do all the things for them, and then they get big enough and they actually sort of teach them how things run and how they work, and then they start doing it on their own. Do you remember that when we got old enough, Mom, to start doing some things independently and take a little pressure off of Mom and also Dad doing all the things? Well, that's what I'm appreciating and enjoying right now, especially as I go into these awesome moms' homes that have really littles, and knowing that while you can teach those little ones the ways of the world and the ways of your home and how things work and where we put our toys back and where we might go to the bathroom to brush our teeth or where we might fold some laundry together and they get to put away their undies and their socks and things like that, there are still those times when it feels easier to just do it yourself. And I wanted to talk about something that's really important for a lot of those moms that I see at that time of their life. But whether you are in that season of your life or whether you are not a mom at all and you are just doing life on your own, or perhaps you have a roommate that could be somebody you're married to or not, or maybe you have a furry friend that lives with you, whatever your situation is, I think today's episode is going to land on all of us as hopefully a friendly reminder. I want to talk about completing tasks all the way. I want to talk about committing to completion. That's what I want to talk about today. And the reason for that is because just as I jumped on here today to hit record in Zoom, I realized I had several tabs that were open because I'm working right now on crafting my TEDx application. So I'm creating this template that has all of these question answer sections where I can plug in my information so that as I am submitting my talk and the things that I'm wanting to put out in the world in the form of a TEDx talk, I am plugging in that information into a main template. And then once I have that template, I can go and I can submit to a whole bunch of different TEDx options to talk. So what I do is I will pull open my main template that has all my information. So it has like all my social platforms where I'm on, whether it's podcast or whether it's social media or LinkedIn. I think that still counts as social media. I don't know. I don't do internet. Okay. So all of these different things that I have that maybe I need a link to, like my website and different stuff like that. Additionally, I also have stuff in there about like my main speaking bio. So if you want to learn about who I am, what I've done, it's almost like a resume in a paragraph form kind of thing. That's my bio. So I plug that in. All this to say, I had multiple tabs open before I jumped on to record this podcast episode. And I needed to go through because mentally I know that my head's going to be right and I'm going to be able to fully focus on what I'm talking to you about today if I don't have a million tabs open. Similarly, before I came upstairs to record this podcast episode, I knew after coming out of the awesome mom's house that I met today, where we were talking about the different areas of her home that she's wanting to get organized before baby comes, I thought, oh my goodness, I want to just start right now. I want to just do this today. But we couldn't do that because she had to be off to another meeting. Remember, I told you she's doing big, important things in the world. She's also raising a family. So she had things to do today. Today was just the consultation. I get really excited whenever I have a consultation with my clients because I immediately want to hit the ground running because I've got that fresh perspective where I come in, I'm not looking at those things all the time like you do whenever you're living in that space and you might feel overwhelmed and stressed out because you got a lot of areas that you want to handle. And then you have a fresh perspective whenever a new person comes in and they see that, especially when that's their area of expertise. And then they're like, oh, we just do this, this, and this, and things get better. And a lot of times they can get better really quickly. That's what I love so much about sticking to my three E's. So whether it's in organizing or setting and accomplishing your goals in another area of your life, it could be your home or it could be something else, some big important thing that you're wanting to work on right now. Could be a personal goal, could be a health goal. Maybe you've got some desires to really work on your health and wellness right now. And that is something you're prioritizing. I work with clients on that as well, where we talk about how do we use those three E's and we prioritize what is it that you're wanting to do right now? Does it have to do with nutrition? Does it have to do with working out? Does it have to do with mentally getting right with prayer, with meditation, that kind of stuff? All that, right? The three E's are where it's at. Let me just tell you, because what happens is when we are not committing to completion on one particular area of our life, we have the metaphorical tabs open. We have a bunch open. So as I was saying, when I was jumping on the Zoom, I wanted to clear the clutter and get rid of some of those tabs that I had already used. I still have a few open. Let's be real. Okay. And that's the same as your physical space. You're going to have some tabs open, if we're really taking this metaphor all the way, you're going to have some areas in your home that are a work in progress. Okay. So even if you are a super organized person, like I like to think that I am, I mean, listen, if I weren't, nobody needs to be hiring me. Okay. So I got to practice what I preach. So I really do try to put organization in my home, in every room of the house, so that that way I might have a few tabs open. Okay. I might have a few areas in my home that need some tending to. And then I feel like I can commit to completion in one room or in one area of that room and knock that out and then be like, okay, check that off the list, on to the next thing. So that's what I want to talk about. I couldn't even come up here today because I knew I was going to sit down. I knew I was going to record this. I knew I was going to talk about completing these things that we need to do. And I wasn't going to even be able to walk upstairs and do that until I handled some things downstairs that I needed to get done first. So I know that when I get off this podcast episode, when I get done recording it, I can look back at it really quickly, make sure all the audio is good, everything's working out the way it should. And then I can send it over to my incredible team. I can drop it in my little Google Drive and then they work their magic and I can mentally check out of podcast mode. I can then go on and pick up the kiddos from school and then, you know, do all the things that we have to do after school, right? So when you've got multiple kiddos, it's like all the different activities plus the homework and you understand. So I feel like I can close that podcast tab mentally. And I know I've done that episode to completion. That makes me feel great. And it makes me feel like I can be more present with the next thing that I'm going to do. Before I came upstairs, whenever I was downstairs, I was like, I want to make sure that when I get off my call or my Zoom, rather, my recording of this, when I go down the stairs, I don't want to walk down the stairs and be like, oh, I left so many projects undone. And I really feel like I need to do those things before I can leave for carpool. And then I feel like I'm running late for carpool. You know, it's so easy for it to be a domino effect in a negative way where you just start to spin out because you're not finishing what you started all the way. So let's talk about this. So downstairs, I have a couch that is blue. Now, I'm not going to get into the fact that when I ordered this special order for my husband, I don't remember if I gave it to him as a birthday present or an anniversary present, but I got this awesomely incredible deep seat couch. And it has been in our family for years now. And it is so fantastic. We absolutely love it. It's completely too big for the new living room that we live in right now, but that's neither here nor there because we're going to live with it. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Okay. I'm not going to get into the fact that when I special ordered it, it showed up with the wrong color upholstery. I 100% ordered gray and it 100% showed up blue, but that's okay. All right. We're not going to focus on that right now. We're going to focus on the fact that we now have a little French bulldog that sheds like crazy. And he is actually getting me out of my comfort zone. My comfort zone is constantly wearing black. I love it. It's my favorite thing. I feel like when I'm wearing black, I feel myself. I feel chic. I feel pulled together. I feel cute. Obviously, it depends on what outfit I'm wearing, but you know, I usually feel cute. I like it. Okay. This dog came along with his beigey-ness, his light-haired-ness, and wrecked my wardrobe because guess what shows up on every black outfit that I have? My dog's hair. And it makes me crazy. Guess what? It's doing the same thing to the couch and it makes me crazy. So here's what I wanted to do before I got on to talk about committing to completion. I wanted to complete something that I had started. I placed an order because I was doom scrolling on Instagram. All right, we're just gonna call myself out on that. It was late night. I was doom scrolling on Instagram because I wasn't really tired enough to go to sleep. I knew I needed to do some things. And I just decided we're just gonna hop on Instagram. We're just gonna scroll for a minute. We're just gonna watch some cute reels. And guess what happened? They know me. I don't know who they are, but they know me. And they know that my couch with my dog hair has been the bane of my existence now for how old are you, Thor? Hey, Thor, he's snoring over here. I think I think we're at the 9 or 10 month mark now. And so for, let's just say like 6 or 7 months, it's made me crazy that all the hair shows up on my very blue couch. And instead of getting more of the lint rollers and going through all of my little vacuums, I went through three vacuums today. I had two little dust busters, and then I have one of my main vacuum, and all of them are cordless. And so they plug into the wall, and you only have a certain amount of time to vacuum up the dog hair. And so I went through three vacuums today, let me just tell you. And in fact, after I went through my main one, I hooked it back up to continue charging, and I went back and I got it. So it was almost like four vacuums today, just on the couch for the dog hair. But here's what I knew. I was going to be so happy when I finished getting every bit of that dog hair off of there. And in addition, the purchase that I made while I was doom scrolling on Instagram, it came through. Okay, it really came through for me. I found these seat cushion covers that go over each individual seat cushion, and unfortunately, they are not waterproof. That would be the design flaw for me. I wish that they were waterproof. They were not. But I will say, I highly recommend these because if you're in the market for some, you just reach out to me. I have no idea what they're called. They're like a random. Okay. I can't even be like, yeah, it's in my Amazon cart. I don't even know where these came from. And I took a chance and ordered them. And I'm so excited they fit. Because do you ever order anything on Instagram or something on social? And then you're like, oh, I can't even return this because I have no idea what I was watching or where. Where I got this from. And then when it shows up, it's so ambiguously labeled. You're like, there's not even a receipt in here. I didn't even get an email confirmation. I didn't even know if this was going to arrive or not. Well, thankfully, phew, it did. So I got everything vacuumed up. So I have six of the big, I told you it's a huge couch, six big, extra deep seat cushions covered in this light. It's not white, but it's like an off-white. It's really nice. Every single one got covered and they fit. And then I even ripped off the tags, and then I took the box and I took it and, put it in the recycle like I was supposed to. Wait, that's a lie. I put it in the garage, but it's going to be in the recycle today. Okay. It's going to be in the recycle today. And I completed the couch task. Then I went to the laundry room. I finished an entire load and put in some new. So that felt like a completion, although we can talk about laundry another day because laundry is sort of just like constantly in transition, right? Everybody's still wearing a different outfit every day. We're still sleeping in different clothes. We need to wash towels. And now with a dog, I need to wash dog bedding every now and then, So it's kind of an ongoing thing, but for the most part, I was able to check laundry off my list for today, which was so nice. And what does that look like to completion? That looks like actually taking it out, folding it properly, and putting it away. On top of that, I needed to empty the dishwasher. It is very frustrating when you are like, yes, I'm going to run the dishwasher and the kitchen is totally clean. And then 2 days later, you haven't emptied it yet and dishes start to pile up. That makes me crazy. And this happens to be one of those weeks where I'm trying to do multiple things at once. And so those did sit for 2 days. So then I needed to take that out. I needed to reload it. And then I felt super great about it. I also, because I told you I've been working on my TEDx talk, I have been leaving in different rooms of the house. Anytime a thought pops into my head, I jot it down on paper. Now, I do have a notes app on my phone and I use that a lot, but I actually love being able to scribble my thoughts down on paper and then draw arrows and flip-flop things and do all of that on paper. I'm kind of old school in that regard. I like to be able to see it on paper and I like to move things around and then I like to go back and retype it properly. So same as I was mentioning, I'm working on that one TEDx template where I can plug in all that information they might need to know about me, everything about like, why would this person be qualified to do a TEDx talk kind of thing? But also, it needs to have information about what the talk is going to be about. And so I took all of those papers from three different areas, consolidated them, tossed a few things because I realized I had repeated myself in some areas. And so started crossing things out. And I was like, you know what? I have another paper over here that says almost exactly that. So I jotted down what was a little bit different and I tossed that piece of paper. And so that felt really good because I can see my coffee table again. I can see the area over in between my living room and my dining room where it has like a white marble top. I don't know what you call it. It's almost like a built-in buffet. It was a wall, and the people that came in before us, they actually cut out part of the wall. So it feels a little more open concept. And so then we have this countertop that separates it. And sometimes stuff just goes there. And I didn't want to look at it anymore. So that was super exciting. I got that cleared off. And at that point, I thought, all right. I'm practicing what I'm preaching. It's time to go upstairs and record this episode and encourage you to commit to completion of whatever the items are that are in process, whatever the projects are, whatever these things are right now that you have that are plaguing you because there's too many tabs open, mentally or physically. Maybe it is, in fact, on your laptop that you need to be closing some tabs. Maybe in your phone, you need to do that thing where you minimize it and then you see, oh my gosh, I have 239 tabs open. And you just start getting rid, getting rid, getting rid. I mean, listen, your laptop and your phone's going to work a whole lot better, but also you're going to work a whole lot better when you don't have all that stuff opened. So I encourage you to commit today, right now, to completing the next task you take on. Now, let's talk about why. Obviously, I talked about how it can mentally make you insane because you know that there are so many things that you've started and you haven't completed, and it just feels like there's a lot going on in your brain, right? So that's one thing. We want to close some of that down because that can lead to anxiety, that can lead to depression, that can lead to being impatient and snapping at somebody who might just be asking you a totally normal question, but because you've got too many physical and mental tabs open, you snap. Have you been there? I've definitely been there. And I don't like it. I don't like that version of me because it doesn't feel like the person I want representing me. That doesn't feel like the page that I want strangers to see. You know, obviously, whenever you live with somebody for long enough, they see the good, the bad, and the ugly. When you have strangers come into your home, this is why I'm always so honored and I always really take that responsibility seriously when these moms invite me into their home because it's a vulnerable position to be in. Because essentially, I'm a stranger, even if we made friends real quick at the door and we hugged it out. And I was like, I'm a mom too. I totally understand. Okay. But I'm still not a person that's in that home all the time. And I don't take that lightly when I go in because it's a really a big deal for you to say, I need help. It's not that I can't do these things on my own. It's that I'm not prioritizing these because other things are more important. And so for me to come in and acknowledge, wow, I see what you've been doing here. I see that you're starting to put things in place. I see what you're going for here, and you're doing a great job. You're on the right track. What if we made these tweaks? And then that's where I get to talk about my area of expertise and say, if we did this, this, and this, you would be shocked at how quickly we could fix that problem for you. And we could close that mental tab, you know? And so that is something that today, when I went to this awesome mom's house, I was thinking, you know, I want her to understand that I can see her efforts. I can see them. And I know that what she's doing is worthwhile. Sometimes you just need that girlfriend to come in and say, I see you. I know what you're doing, and well done. Now let me help. Hey, quick reminder, you can now get my book in four different ways. Head over to Amazon and search up I've Got You Girlfriend. The subtitle is Why Getting Organized and Living This Mom Life is Not a Solo Mission. You can find it there on e-reader, that's through the Kindle app, paperback, hardcover, and the audiobook. So if you're enjoying this podcast, I have a feeling you may love the audiobook. Again, it's called I've Got You, Girlfriend, Why Getting Organized and Living This Mom Life is Not a Solo Mission. Thanks so much for making it a bestseller, and back to the show. Because we shouldn't be doing all of this on our own, right? Same with any type of goal that you have in mind that you're wanting to accomplish. If you can bring in that accountability partner, you don't feel so alone. And chances are you have a higher, likelier chance of actually getting to completion because you know that you've got an accountability partner who's there cheering you on and saying, you're doing great, keep going, you're almost at the finish line, and actually getting to the finish line. So when we're talking about organizing, oftentimes, if we're using the three E's, I go in and I talk about that initial purge. So if today you are thinking, I want to do some things with organization, let's quickly talk about it. What do you need to get rid of in that space that's making you crazy? So like today, I needed to purge all the excess papers that had been collecting in different rooms. I needed to get rid of that. Also, I needed to purge the trash and the stuff that needed to be recycled to go around those seat cushions that I was going to put in my new living, not in my new living room, although it does feel like new. Not in my new living room. Why did I start to say that? On my, it's not even a new couch, but it feels like new life has been breathed into it. Certainly less hair is on it. And that is huge for everyone. Everyone involved who sits on our couch, it's huge for everyone. But yeah, that's what I needed to do. I wanted this couch to be checked off my list. And I knew that meant I needed to take the trash and I needed to get it ready to go into the recycle. So that's the kind of thing that I ask you with the purge. Are you in a position where it's actually time for you to say, this isn't just recycle, this isn't donation, this is trash, straight up trash. It's time to let it go. That is not a criticism of you having trash in your home. That is a suggestion that you might want to look at your space a little bit harder, be a little more fearless and decisive, and say, I'm not even going to waste my time trying to get this in someone else's hands because it's lived its life and it's time to say goodbye. And in case you need permission to do that, I'm going to tell you right now, that's okay. If you need to throw some stuffed animals into the trash, you have my permission. You don't have to find another home for these adorable stuffed animals that were once super cuddly, meaningful to your children. You can throw them in the trash. A lot of places won't even take them anymore. A lot of places will not, you know, because there's like dust mites, bed bugs, like all these different things, lice, okay? Like all the yucky stuff, they won't take them. There are even really big, awesome things that could totally go on to help more children, like car seats, strollers, and a lot of places will not take them because they have a shelf life and they want to make sure they're safe. And so if you are in a position right now where you're holding on to things, let's talk about with kids. If you are holding on to things that maybe you're having a hard time letting go of because you think I might use that for my next kid, or we're not going to have any more kids, but I might want to get this in the hands of somebody else who could use it. But that starts to create a lot of stress and overwhelm, and the figuring it out of it all feels like too much. You could throw it in the trash. You can call the telephone number on the side of your trash bin if it doesn't fit in your trash, and you can say, I have a bulky item pickup I need you to get next time you come and pick up our trash. And you can say goodbye to that thing, and you can close that mental tab. So a lot of times we are holding on to these things with the best of intentions, and we can't commit to completion because we feel like those things that we need to purge and get rid of have to get in the right hands, whether we're selling it or we're donating it or we're giving it to a friend as a hand-me-down. And it starts weighing on us so tremendously. Or what about if you have a ton of kids' toys, and when you walk into your home, you really love for sometimes it to look like you don't have kids, Or maybe like you have one, but really you have three. But because of the toy explosion, it looks like you have a daycare in your living room. It looks like you are running a legit daycare where 25 toddlers are going to be playing in your living room. Does your living room look like that? Did I strike a nerve? I say it with the utmost respect because I've been there and I know mentally, not just me, but also my kids. My kids are not benefiting from having a million toys out. Nobody is winning in that scenario. So here are some options. Maybe you want to take some of those toys that you think are awesome and you're not quite ready to get rid of them, and you want to put them, I don't want to say in a storage unit. We're not doing it. We're not getting a storage unit for these things. No, don't do it. Save your money. You're going to put it in a storage unit and then you're going to forget about it and you're going to be paying on it monthly. And you're never going to use those things. And then they're going to grow out of it. So don't do it. Don't do it. We're going to keep it in our house. We're going to have a reasonable amount. And then you're going to rotate your toys. So for 2 weeks or maybe even a month, you're going to collect half of what is out in your living room. And you are going to tuck that away somewhere else in a smart, organized manner. Okay. That's like a whole other podcast episode. We can talk another time about that. But you're going to put it away and then you're going to have your kids play with half as much. See how that goes. See how that goes. Then maybe you decide, okay, 2 weeks later, okay, a month later, I am going to bring some of those things that I had that were at one point all out in the living room. Or wherever they are. I say living room, wherever this is happening for you. Is it in your kids' toy playroom? Is it in their living room? No, their living. Is it in their bedroom? Or is it in the main living space? So let's say you bring those things back in and you're like, okay, I'm going to rotate. Pump the brakes before you do decide. Did those kids miss those toys that I had in the other room? Did they talk about them? If there was one thing like, oh, mom, where's my baby doll stroller? Oh, mom, where's my guitar? I love that ukulele that you put away for 2 weeks. You know, if they talk about those things, absolutely bring them back out. And then some of the other stuff that you've been using, put those back in. And let's see how the rotation of it all goes. See if maybe they are not missing those toys and know you can live your life without that many toys in your home, and your kids are going to be okay. They're going to be just fine. As a matter of fact, you're happier because you're not cleaning up as much. You're happier because when you walk into that space, it doesn't feel overrun with primary colored toys that stimulate their brain. You're like, for heaven's sakes, my brain is overly stimulated. Like, let's just choose a neutral today. Okay. And also, you are not having to clean up as much. Your kids, there's not that argument with your kids. Put your toys away. Put your toys away. I'm still playing with it, mom. Put your toys away. You're not playing with it right now. Okay, I'm going to put it away. No, don't put that away. I want to play with it. You know how this goes if you have littles. You know how it goes. So we're going to do out of sight, out of mind. You're going to take half of those. You're going to put them somewhere else. And before you bring them back in, when it's rotation time, you decide, is it maybe time to say goodbye to those things? They could be really awesome toys, but there are kids that don't have toys, and maybe it's time to donate them to those kids who don't have toys because you have decided that it is so much better for you mentally in all the ways, and even for your children to not have that much clutter in your main living space or in their bedroom. Or, I mean, is it difficult to get them to go down for bed at night because they just want to play with all their toys in their bedroom? Can I tell you that for many, many, many years, I'm talking like probably 10 years for my daughter, but another additional several years for my son as well, I did not have toys in my kid's bedroom because then there was no fight about playing with it. They just didn't have toys in their room. We had one area that sat back behind the couch. There was an open trunk, like a seat with like a cushiony top. that you could sit down on, and then you open it up and it was like the toy box inside. And then I had another area that had one, two, three, four different fabric bins, and their toys were organized in that. And that's all we had. That's it. And my kids were happy. We also had like one of those little play kitchens that was back behind the couch. And when I realized that they had too many fake foods or different, like the pots and the pans and the whatever, when I realized they weren't actually playing with it as a kitchen, it sort of just became a storage unit because we would like shove stuff in there. I got rid of it because I was like, if they're not playing with this as a kitchen, and instead what's happening is like all the fruits and veggies and different things that we got to toy foods to go in this thing, all it's doing is storing that stuff in there and nobody's playing with it. Pull the plug. It is time to say goodbye to that cute little kitchen. So, what is it that's happening in your life if you are a mom with littles? Are any of those things landing on you? Are you thinking, like, yeah, I think maybe it is time for me to do some decluttering and my kids are going to survive if I don't have as many toys for them? They're going to be just fine. And oh my goodness. What if they end up spending some of their time reading a book with me or outside doing a physical activity instead of sitting at home playing with the same toys that they've had that are going to get scattered all over the place? That's not really engaging your brain, and you're all frustrated about having to clean it up at the end of the day. So do consider that, because that could feel like multiple tabs open mentally for you. So, if you are not a parent, or if you are not dealing with toys or things like that necessarily, what is it in your home? Maybe in your kitchen, maybe you love to cook, but you don't feel like you have all the storage that you need to put your stuff away. And so, stuff is out on the countertops, and it feels like you got a lot of mental tabs open because you've got so many things that are out on the countertop. So maybe you need to take a look at your kitchen and you need to decide, do I actually need all these appliances? And then you might think, well, wow, I got this for our wedding. We registered for this. And, Aunt Jenny gave that to us. Well, Aunt Jenny does not want to be a contributor to your anxiety and stress and frustration and depression, because Aunt Jenny's gift is causing you to have a tab open that feels impossible to complete to get it out of the way without simply saying goodbye. So you look at that item or those items and you say, thank you, item, just what insert whatever it is. Thank you, lovely item. You have served me well. And now I'm going to let you go on to serve somebody else and then feel great about it. And then close that tab and be done with it. And don't let guilt creep in because you feel like you shouldn't have gotten rid of that thing because somebody nice gave that to you with great intentions. But again, if they gave it to you with great intentions and it's not being used, or it's causing you stress, or you're not enjoying it every time you look at it, that wasn't the intent of the gift. So don't feel guilty about getting rid of it and reclaiming your space, even if it's reclaiming your mental headspace, so you can actually use those brain cells on something else. So what is it today that you need to commit to completing? Take a look at different areas in your home. Take a look at different areas in your life and decide, I am going to get fearless and decisive. I am not going to worry that if I get rid of this thing, it's going to be the end of my life. I don't know, that feels dramatic. It's going to be something that I regret. We don't want that. We don't want that. Don't do it. We want to get rid of all of these open tabs. So that way, whenever you do go on to that next thing, you get to focus. If you're not fully completing a task, if you're starting multiple projects and you're not completing them, you're going to lose momentum on every single project you start. If you are not completing one and getting to celebrate that win, then you absolutely are going to take that, I didn't finish it, stuff that's going on, that dialogue in your head, you're going to take that into your next project. And you're going to be like, well, halfway through, this project got kind of tough. I didn't finish the other one. I guess I'm not going to finish this one. Then what happens? Then you start really negatively looking at yourself. Like, why can't I freaking finish something? Why can't I just do the things that I want to do all the way? And then you start beating yourself up. You don't need to do that. You are an awesome person. You are able to get a lot of other things done. You are showing up in other areas of your life that you should be proud of. Don't let some of this other stuff, these other tabs that are open, be getting in your mental headspace and derailing you from that forward progress, that forward momentum, that stuff. I just ran out of words. Stuff that you need to get you on the other side of completing another task. How do you do that? You commit to completing one task at a time. And do not beat yourself up if completing a task looks like throwing it in the trash. And if you're concerned about the environment, if that is coming up for you, so I'll tell you that is an issue for me, I say, okay, I'm not going to keep buying that way or letting those items come back in my house so I don't have to make the tough decision of throwing it in the trash. Once you start closing some of those mental tabs, and once you start seeing your physical space become what you really want it to become, it is exactly the opposite of what might be happening if you got too much going on and you're not completing those tasks. It is the opposite. Mentally, you start being like, I can do this. I can do hard things and I can do them all the way. I can dream big. I can think about this thing that maybe God has called me to do in my life. And you know how I know I'm going to be able to do it? Because I did all this other stuff. I completed all this other stuff. I can totally do this. You know, my daughter came to me recently because we went out of town for her volleyball game. And when we came back, or her volleyball tournament rather. And when we came back in town, she was really stressed because she had a hard test coming up and she had missed 2 full days of school to go to Vegas for this tournament. And she was really freaked out about this test on Tuesday. And I said, well, then I'm not going to let you miss school on Monday. And she's like, Mom, so many of the other parents are letting their kids stay home. And I said, well, let me just tell you. Number one, that doesn't work on me. I don't care what anybody is doing with their kids. I just care about what I'm doing with mine. So that my children have found that telling me what other people are doing, it's not even going to faze me. So that fazed me zero. What I did say to her is that there were a couple of things that we were also going to do in the first 2 days back. We're going to eliminate those because we don't have to do them. But you are going to go back in school, even if you feel like a little bit of a zombie, because what's going to happen is you're going to at least be hearing some of that instruction and you're not going to get another day further behind. So the reason I bring that up is because sometimes you can be so in your head about stuff and you think, I just need to rest. I just need to rest. And if that is the season of life you're in and you need to tap out, do it. Sometimes mentally, that is what you need. And then you come back stronger and you decide you're going to attack it and you're going to commit to completion. But if you are using, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I feel like I put a lot of effort and energy into this other thing, and so now I just don't want to do that other thing, you need to ask yourself, am I going to be better off or worse off if I take that break? Am I going to actually thank my future self if I power through and I just do it? And if the answer is yes, you got to just do it. You got to do it and you got to ask for help. You need to have some accountability. So if that is something that you need help with today, not that you're struggling because you are afraid of commitment, or, you know, you might be like, what are you talking about? Like, I committed to marrying somebody. I committed to having kids. You know, like, it's not a fear of commitment. That may be true. But do you have some stress around committing just daily tasks that start turning into bigger things and like a project that you started ends up making you absolutely crazy because you haven't completed it all the way and it feels like it's taking up that mental space. If that is the case, that is my favorite thing to talk about. That is so truly something that lights me up. I completely understand because I've been on both sides of it. I've been on the side where I'm like, my future self is going to totally love me because I am going to go all in and I'm going to finish this thing. And my future self is going to be like, thank you so much. And then I've been on the other side of it where my future self is like, really? You couldn't have just set a timer and for 10 minutes knocked that out? Because now there are multiple things that I've got to deal with. Oof. I've been on that side too. I don't like that side. It is not fun. It's okay if it happens every now and then, but are you starting to see a pattern? Are you starting to see that you're a person who is constantly leaving tabs open, not committing to completion, and feeling like you are absolutely spinning out? If that is the case, I would love to help you with that. If you want to go to page@everythingwithstyle.com and just drop me a line and say, I need help completing a task so that I can move on to the next thing because this is not how I want to live my life. Let's have a conversation about it. I would absolutely love to chat with you and talk you through what does that really look like? What do I really need to actually do in order to stop that type of behavior and start a new type of behavior, which turns into a habit. And then you're organizing on autopilot. You're crushing tasks around your house on autopilot. You are mentally so present in other areas of your life because you decided to commit to completion on some of these other things and you get to be fully present and enjoy your life. Can you imagine? I hope you can. And if you need help, let me know. I'm here to help. All right. Now you've been challenged for the week. Commit to completion. What is one thing or a few things that you feel like you could do this week to close some tabs so that mentally you are prepared to go on and do all these great, big, important things that you need to be doing in your life? Maybe you just need to go on and be able to take a nap. But before you take a nap, complete a task. It'll make you feel better. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you being here. By the way, I'm going to say, if you are enjoying any of these podcast episodes, could you do me a favor? I'm going to just have a big audacious ask here. Could you send a link to this podcast to 5 friends? Could you send 5 friends the link to this podcast and say, I am loving this podcast. I feel super fired up when I listen to it. It's like Paige is talking directly to me. I might be putting words in your mouth, but maybe you think this way and you got to listen to it. I think it might be super helpful for you. Just pass it on to a friend. That would mean the absolute world to me so much. So I would really, really appreciate that. I will talk to you next week. I hope you're having a good one. And remember, you can take control of your life. You can commit to completing this stuff so that you can be living the life that you have always dreamed of. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Time to Pivot podcast. If it was helpful for you, I'd love for you to head over to Apple Podcasts, hit that 5th star and write a review. Want to book me to speak at your next event or work with me one-on-one to get clarity around your gifts, how to serve others, and go from stuck and stressed to focused and fulfilled? Reach out on the contact page at everythingwithstyle.com and connect with me on social at everythingwithstylemom. Thanks again for listening and sharing the podcast. And mom boss, remember this, your gifts are meant to be shared. Don't keep them to yourself and stay in your comfort zone. This is your time to pivot.